Thanks everyone for joining us again today on Bridging the Gap. If you were listening yesterday, you'll know that we began a different type of show where we actually went to the Bluegrass Area Development District in Lexington and spoke with some of the employees there to give us a little insight on what their different departments bring to Powell County. We do have a few more interviews to share with you today and a few more different takes on unique things that the ad does and its impact here in our community. And we're going to go directly into that. We're going to speak with Lydia, who is over the aging department at the Bluegrass ad, and some of the impacts that they have had throughout not just their district but Powell County as well. Projects that have taken root here in Powell County and given quite a bit to the senior community we have here in Stanton, Clay City, and surrounding areas. So without further ado, let's go straight into Lydia and let her tell you a little bit about what she does to serve the public on a daily basis.
The aging department brings together evidence-based programs. We have a Medicaid waiver program. We have a grandparent who are raising grandchildren or other family members program. We have a national family caregiver support program. We also have a home care program for keeping seniors in their homes as long as it's safely able for them to do so in their home.
That's great, Lydia. And I'm sure that there are different types of challenges and different types of successes that you've had in rural communities that maybe aren't the same types of programs that you would have in a more urban environment like a lot of the areas you guys serve. Can you tell us a little bit more about rural communities and how your work impacts them?
Rural communities for the Bluegrass Area Development District are vital. We provide a lot of services in Lexington, of course, but our rural communities are so supportive of us. We provide a lot of services not only to seniors, but to the cities, the residents throughout rural and more metropolitan Bluegrass area.
And Lydia, as far as Powell County goes, have you worked on anything specific within Powell County or have any familiarity with what's going on in Powell County as it relates to the senior community?
I have not worked on any specific projects in Powell County. I do know you are in the process of getting a new senior center, which I am thrilled that you all are going to get out of the pool area in the room there. You all have a great mayor. You have a thriving community there. Good judge executive. I think you all are on your way to becoming more of a leader there in Eastern Kentucky on what you can do with, you all have a lot of natural resources. You're on a good mountain parkway there. You all have a lot to offer, not just your local residents, but also visitors, out-of-state visitors, as well as next county over visitors. So the Bluegrass Area Development District is always helping with whatever, whether it be community planning, writing a grant for a new building downtown, police department. Whatever we can do in the Area Development District, we like to help Powell County.
Lydia, you mentioned the possibility of Powell County becoming a leader in Eastern Kentucky. And, of course, I agree with you, and I'm sure a lot of Powell County residents and officials would strongly agree with that assessment as well. I guess my question is, you working for a 17-county Area Development District, you're familiar with many communities and different types of things that those communities are doing and the progress that they're making. And what would you tell the people of Powell County would be an effective way to help us sell that, to help us move forward and become that leader in the region that we certainly hope to be and that you envision us being?
Oh, wow. I'd encourage anyone who lives in Powell County to tell everyone, to tell all their family members. When they come to Lexington, talk about Powell County. Talk about what you all got going on at the Gorge. Talk about all how beautiful it is pretty much year-round in Powell County. You don't have to be at the Red River Gorge or back on a back-forsaken road. You can just drive up the Mountain Parkway through Powell County, and it's beautiful any time of year. You've got very welcoming residents. You've got a lot of activities going on. So there's so much there I mean, you don't even have enough time to even for me to even go into all the stuff you all have. But just let people know that Powell County is there and you're open for business.
So definitely you would say word of mouth is as important as any kind of advertising campaign or any sort of marketing effort. And yeah, I would certainly agree with that. I think these days with social media and just regular human interaction, we learn more about what to do and where to do it from each other than we do in virtually any other capacity. And that's absolutely true. Now, as far as the Bluegrass Ads involvement in moving us forward and making us better, what kind of resources, what kind of assistance could we expect or request from the Bluegrass Ad to help us along the way, not even just from a governmental standpoint, but from the standpoint of what you can offer just the every citizen of our community?
The Bluegrass Area Development District could help not only elected officials in Powell County, but residents by getting items in our newsletter. If you live in Powell County, Clay City, Stanton, and you do something, if you're out volunteering, if you're working at a clinic, if you're working on the road crew, and you see someone do something that's kind or out of the ordinary, or you see someone giving 110%, just let you know, of course, but also send us an email and let us get the word out. Everybody watches the news, everybody listens to radio, and we need some positive news. We need to let people, not just in Powell County, but in Kentucky and throughout the United States, know there are people here who are doing good. And I believe you're a Powell County resident in the city and the county. There's a lot going on there that is good. If it wasn't, you wouldn't be where you are today, growing and prospering. So there's good going on there. We got to get the word out and get people up there.
Well, Lydia, thank you, and hopefully that giant boost of positivity, it's going to be a shot in the arm for all of us, and let us all remember that we do live in a spectacular place that has a lot to offer. And you know, it's up to all of us every day to make it a little bit better, but I do think we're definitely on the right track that way. I also got the chance to speak with James Wisenhunt, who is he works in the GIS and mapping department for the Bluegrass Ad. And while GIS mapping isn't something most people normally think about every day, it does actually have a pretty significant impact on your life. In Powell County, we have utilized the services of Bluegrass Ads GIS department on more than one occasion and have been able to save our taxpayers and our community a large sum of money in doing that. What these guys do is they come into your community and they help to create maps of all of the roads in the area, track where the residences are, and that information has several different uses. We have utilized that information in our 911 center. It's how we determine where you are if you call 911. And in particular, I can say just from the 911 department standpoint, utilization of the Bluegrass Ads resources here has enabled us to save thousands of dollars a year. For example, we no longer have a need for a full-time GIS employee. That's been cut to just a part-time person who can issue addresses and keep the records straight, and saved us probably $20,000 over the course of a year just in that alone, not to mention the savings of paying insurance on that person, the savings of paying retirement on that person, and that enables us to do more things and to be more flexible with our budget within 911 to provide a better service at a lower cost to the taxpayers. But I'll let James tell you a little bit about what he does and how he does it.
I'm the GIS manager. We have obviously 17 counties and 32 cities, and we provide whatever GIS services you need, anything from road center lines to structure point collection for 911s to sewer line mapping.
And James, tell us a little bit about what you've done, what kind of services you have provided for Powell County in the past. I know you're actually pretty familiar with us. You've spent a lot of time in our area.
We've done a lot of work in Powell County. We've done the structure, the initial structure collection, and we do the road center lines that's provided through the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, and road inventory lists for the judge, and we've done several different projects.
And projects like those, how do those types of projects, you know, when the rubber hits the road, how do they actually aid local government? How do they actually, what value is it that they have for the local government, for the Powell County Fiscal Court, and for the different entities that are overseen by local government?
Well, the biggest part is the center lines, being able to keep your center lines up to date. That way you can get payment from those. So the Transportation Cabinet, whenever Powell County adds a new road, we go GPS that new road and provide the Transportation Cabinet, and it ties into the road aid monies that they that the county gets. And the structure points are used in 911 in dispatch to be able to find residents in case of emergency.
And beyond that, one that I would consider kind of underreported function of what you guys do is you did some work for our local county clerk's office as it related to election districts and redistricting for magistrate districts and things like that. And how were you guys able to help that office get to where they needed to be going forward through your services?
Yeah, we've done redistricting to try to, we used 2010 census populations to be able to divvy that up so it's equal throughout the entire district. That way everybody is not getting, one district is not getting more votes representing more people than another.
James, we'd spoken off the air about just some of the assets that the Bluegrass ad has and what it brings to our community, but what would you consider to be, from your standpoint, as it relates to the GIS department, what is the best asset, what is the biggest advantage that you see that the Bluegrass Ads GIS department and its functionality bring to Powell County and to the local government and the taxpayers of our community?
Well, the biggest thing is we have a complete GIS staff that you have access to a la carte, so you can pay for what you want, and we can fit your budget however you need it. So that's where we come in. You don't have to hire a full-time GIS person when you only need them for 10 hours a week.
Well, James, thanks for everything. And speaking of James, let's segue on, and we'll kind of get a closing message from our judge executive, James Anderson, and he's going to talk about just his involvement and what the ad has meant for his term as judge executive.
And basically, they're just especially a county like Powell County that have limited resources and staff. They provide a lot of services and staff that we wouldn't be able to afford to do the things we need to do. You know, naturally, you think they facilitate a lot of the administration of a lot of the grants we apply for or get, and they have a good idea, naturally, as they work that process, what's available. So a lot of times it doesn't necessarily just require, if you need something, you don't have to sit down and personally look for a grant that's applicable for that need, but you can call them and tell them what you need, your need is, and they can help put you at the right place to try to obtain a grant for whatever you're looking at. And they do a lot of, provide a lot of things as far as, you know, GPS, mapping and those kind of things, and have equipment staff that, like I said, a lot of these rural or small counties wouldn't have the ability to hire if they had to have them full-time. And by the way the Bluegrass ad set up, they're at our discretion as needed, not necessarily something, you know, we have to pay, and it's kind of project specific and that kind of thing. So it's much more efficient and effective way for us to have those resources at our disposal versus us having to truly contract out those services when we need them and stuff. So it's a great thing for small communities, and they've been vital in many of the projects you've seen happen here in Powell County. Naturally, they helped administer, since I've been here, you know, the CDBG grants for like such things as a senior center. I know they was a big part in the process when the wastewater plant was put in. They was a big partner in that, and numerous other things, a lot of smaller grants that people may not be aware of. So a lot of your Homeland Security grants. And so they're just a great resource, and they've been wonderful to work with and always a good support staff for us. And they advocate on the part of the counties they represent. And A lot of negative attention there a few years ago when that leadership's been changed. And I think we're very fortunate to have the staff they have now, and they've righted all the wrongs and have really been a big advocate for the 17 counties they represent.
Well, thanks everybody again for joining us on Bridging the Gap. I really enjoyed these last couple shows. I hope you have too. And we'll be back same time tomorrow with more guests and more information for you. Thanks again.